You're listening to SBS News.
They're known as domestic violence orders in Queensland, the ACT and the Northern Territory, intervention orders in Victoria and South Australia, apprehended domestic violence orders in New South Wales, family violence orders in Tasmania, and family violence restraining orders in Western Australia. But despite the varying names, they all have one essential aim: to protect people impacted by domestic or family violence from further abuse, intimidation, or harassment. Natasha McGrow is a solicitor at the Women's Legal Service Queensland. She says while the signs someone might need a domestic violence order depend on their circumstances, there tends to be one commonality.
If something's making you feel fearful or uncomfortable or concerned, or you feel like you're looking over your shoulder or you're concerned for your children, then I think that's probably a good sign that you need to do something.
Like its name, the process for getting a protection order depends on which state or territory you're in. Jacoba Brash is president of the Law Council of Australia. She says there are two main avenues to start the process.
The usual way, either the police will be called by some neighbours or you might call the police and they will assess the situation and they can take an AVO or a DVO out on your behalf. Or you can go to the court yourself, fill out a form, or a lot of it can be done electronically, and you can make a private application.
For people looking to make a private application, experts say it's best to first seek the advice of a domestic and family violence support service to ensure it's the safest course of action to take. Michal Morris is Chief Executive of In Touch Multicultural Centre Against Family Violence, which works with women from migrant and refugee backgrounds.
What we will do with a woman who comes and looks for support is we will sit down, we will listen to her story, we will let her take the time to tell about her experiences, and then what our professionals do is assess her risk and what her risk points are, and also work with her for her to become more safe. So an intervention order is one of those tools that we can use when we assess her risk to think, if she has an intervention order, will it help improve her safety? And if we believe so, and she believes so, then we'll work together to get that intervention order.
She says around 40% of InTouch's clients already have an interim intervention order in place when they seek the centre's support.
Then on top of that, there's about another 10% who'll come to us and they don't have an intervention order out, but we've identified when we work with them about their goals and what their story is that we believe that they should have one.
When it comes to making a private application for a domestic violence order, there's a range of evidence that can be provided to support it. Natasha McGrow says it could include photographs of any physical injuries or damage to property.
If you have screenshots of text messages, abusive text messages or threatening text messages, that is evidence as well. In terms of like financial or economic abuse, you might be able to simply show that money's being taken from accounts and spent on things it shouldn't have been, or you yourself don't have any control over the finances.
Thomas Spohr is a trial advocate at Legal Aid New South Wales. He says every intervention order will include conditions on how the perpetrator should behave.
So that might be that they shouldn't assault, molest, harass somebody. They shouldn't destroy their property. It may mean that they can't go to a particular location, like they can't go to the protected person's home, or that they can't go to the protected person's workplace or their school.
Natasha McGrow says once an application for an order has been filed, the person it applies to then has the opportunity to attend court and either consent to it or contest it. She says if it's contested, it will go to a full trial.
This is where both parties will then have to put all of their evidence together, all of their affidavit material and evidence, call witnesses, and ultimately the parties get the opportunity to cross-examine each other, and then the judge will make a finding at the end of the day. But even then, it still just comes down to who is most in need of protection and is it necessary and desirable in the circumstances to make the order. So most of the time where there's been some findings of DV happening, the judge is going to make that order anyway.
Thomas Spohr says changes made in 2017 mean most domestic violence protection orders are recognised and enforceable across all states and territories.
So if I get an AVO in New South Wales, for example, generally speaking, that will apply in Victoria as well. That sort of interstate application of AVOs can be really important, particularly for people who are moving around or for people who live in what I think we've come to know as border communities.
If a perpetrator is proven to breach the conditions of an order, they can be fined or imprisoned. But Thomas Spohr says that doesn't work as a deterrent in every situation.
For certain types of breaches, the order is not the thing that's going to stop them. If a person is going to be actually violent, then the fact that they're also breaching one of these orders may not be the thing that makes all the difference.
Natasha McGrow says while domestic violence orders aren't guaranteed to keep people safe from perpetrators, they're still an important tool.
If it's a case where maybe they've just kind of stepped over the line or things have just got a bit heated because the relationship's coming to the end and it's not normally how they are, they just kind of will probably fall in line and maybe the orders work well there.
Michal Morris says intervention orders serve another important purpose for some of the women InTouch works with.
A lot of times if you're on a sponsored visa and you are experiencing family violence, you have an opportunity for Home Affairs or for the government to recognise that you're in a legitimate relationship and you're legitimately experiencing family violence, and you can transition that sponsored visa onto a permanent visa. It's the only situation. For many of our clients, evidence to the government of experiencing family violence will be an intervention order because they recognise that as that's the police or the courts recognising that this woman has experienced family violence.
Amy Hall, SBS News.